So let's move on to diffuse large B-cell. And we were talking earlier about R-squared, Chris, but we're also seeing interesting data coming out on R-squared CHOP. We saw a couple of papers at ASH, and there's an ongoing study. So we wanted to begin by asking you to review that.
Sure. So at the ASH meeting this year, the group from the Mayo Clinic presented their data on the R-squared CHOP regimen combining lenalidomide with the R-CHOP regimen. And the combinations that have occurred in the two trials that I'll talk about are slightly different in terms of the dosing of lenalidomide, slightly different in terms of the duration and number of days of lenalidomide that were given. But I would say across the two trials, the similarities between the ways that it is given are probably greater than the differences. And the keys to this approach have really been based on the belief that even with the standard R-CHOP therapy, that there still is a proportion of diffuse large B-cell lymphoma patients who are relapsing early and have poor outcomes even with standard R-CHOP. There are data in the relapse setting for evidence of lenalidomide being particularly active in the non-GCB or ABC subtype of diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, and so that's probably the proportion of patients where this might be expected to be most active. In this particular trial, they allowed all patients with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma to go on the trial and looked at combining lenalidomide with R-CHOP in this regimen. In the phase one portion of the trial, they started with a dose of lenalidomide at 15 milligrams where it was given from days 1 through 10, and then dose escalated up to 25 milligrams where it was, a little bit to my surprise, well tolerated in combination with R-CHOP. And then it extended this in the phase two where they enrolled 45 patients at a dose of lenalidomide of 25 milligrams with the R-CHOP regimen. So again, lenalidomide given on days 1 through 10 of the cycle. This was a regimen that produced a relatively high response rate in these patients with relatively similar toxicity to what was seen in R-CHOP in other trials. There was a fair amount of neutropenia, so about 80%+ of patients had grade 3 or 4 neutropenia and a fair amount of anemia and thrombocytopenia. Relatively limited neutropenic fever or infections, though, on that trial were seen there and in the other trial that I will discuss. What the Mayo Clinic did in their trial that was a little bit controversial and at least a little bit interesting was they compared their R-squared CHOP regimen to an older group of patients that were treated at their institution who had R-CHOP that were matched based on clinical characteristics that you might expect to be predictive of survival in diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, and suggest that this R-squared CHOP had benefits in progression-free survival compared to that matched group. Now, that's not exactly a fair comparison, and that's why we do randomized controlled trials to determine what the benefits are of these novel regimens. But this is at least promising data to suggest that this is something that should move forward into the phase three setting. The other trial that addressed this same issue was also presented at the ASH meeting by the Italian group, where they looked at R-CHOP given on every 21-day basis with lenalidomide. Here they gave it for days 1 through 14 of the trial. Again, this was given for 6 total cycles of therapy with the standard kinds of dosing of R-CHOP that are given in Italy. The characteristics of the patient population were fairly similar to what we would see out in community practice, and so I think this is fairly representative. In both of those trials, they allowed small numbers of patients with follicular lymphoma grade 3B, so I think it's hard to interpret the results with respect to that population, and really the majority of the findings should be limited to the diffuse large B-cell setting. But their outcomes were fairly similar to what I just described for the Mayo group. And so this is now moving into the phase three setting in a randomized controlled trial in the United States.